Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show here for episode 82. We are in the midst of battle. I don't really know if there's anything that we could spoil about that, but we could definitely talk about the fights. I feel completely useless in this fight.
Yeah. I've just been tanking a little bit. That's pretty much all I've done. I think I tacked a little bit. Yeah, that one guy that was the one that got killed.
Yeah, but you have a magical item, right? So you're just attacking with disadvantage. That's it. I'm just like fucking shooting paper planes at these people. It's not going so well. I was trying. I think the mummy too is potentially scarier for Dan than anything else right now. If he hits, because you get the HP max loss, right?
Yeah, right in the chat box, it has some like nasty curse on it. It hits me.
Yeah, mummy rot. Yeah, it's not good.
That's why I assume that Yoji would be understanding of what that is, so he swapped, knowing they could actually hit it, then he missed both his fucking shots. Because I tried to get fancy with the sharpshooter shit. But yeah, any thoughts? We'll discuss the first half, but I think we're all coming off that fight still. So any thoughts on the fight, where you guys are at? I think the heat metal stuff, by the way, Zeke, you pissed him off. That's pretty good shit.
That was good, yeah. Until you pissed him off. Also, then, yeah.
We have Man. To kind of, I think we probably have to remember, I don't know if we want to do it now or whatever, but he actually hit me. So I have to make a constitution save or a concentration.
Yeah.
That is true. Nope, we can't retcon it. Nope.
No, I mean
you still have roll 20 open. You still have roll 20 open, just make the roll now so we don't forget.
Yeah, that's okay. True. If you want to make the roll.
And it's
I hit twice, so you gotta make two saves. It's a constitution save. It's 10 or half the damage you took, I think, whatever's higher. So it's just two DC 10.
Okay. There's one.
Cool.
And, right. Inspiration I can't do.
Post-rolling. Not beforehand. Fact. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So I fail.
He will deheat. Okay. All right, cool. Yep. Just wanted to make sure we got that done. Okay.
All right, Ramus, you got to get heat metal going. Oh, wait. Do you use concentration on a spiritual weapon?
I don't have heat metal. It's a hard spell.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Well, just cast it again. Do you have the spell slots for it, Collie?
Nope.
God damn it. Okay. That was definitely saving us.
We didn't complete a long rest.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll figure out how that fight's going.
Just say, like, every time I try something that's kind of like maybe like, hey, I'll try it. It's always, always, always bad. It's like, I don't want to try anything. I don't want to try anything anymore. Like I'm not even
trying to do it on purpose. Like I think it's really great having like alternate ideas for how to solve problems, but just so far you've had bad luck. Like these are all things that I'm like, okay, this is what happens if this happens. This is what this is doing. And it just seems like every time you're just like, I'm going to pick the thing that's going to screw me over. And I feel bad. Cause I'm like, no, it's good. You're doing like, it's a good idea to try new things, but sometimes those new things will poison and kill you.
Yeah.
Yep. No, I'm playing it safe from now on. I'm not opening any doors, not grabbing any coins. Like,
lesson learned. Never try.
Better safe than sorry.
There was right before they crashed through the rooftop or whatever. I was like about to say, hey, I'm going to do something outside the box. And then they crashed through. So I was like, well, okay, never mind. We don't have to do that stupid idea. So I'm glad you at least got one outside the box thing in there, Zeke, regardless of how it went. So
yeah. I bet.
Yeah.
Well, if nothing else, it's at least it's adding a little more excitement.
Yeah, exactly. Fight. Yeah, if that mummy hits Dan, like I was saying, it's kind of bad.
Loving the mummy. Loving
I hopefully I could take it out in the round or two. I would think if I don't sharpshooter it, we'll see. The disadvantage really sucks.
Seems kind of weak. Yeah,
being hopefully being afraid sucks.
Yeah. We just need to crit that shit. I guess we can kind of backtrack to the beginning of the episode. Berg, you're back.
I'm back.
You've rejoined the group.
Yeah, that was cool. That was fun. And it was cool. Before the show started, I was thinking about like how Berg's going to be when he comes back from heaven. It's been real fun to try to figure that one out and adjust him a bit it's cool. I've come to a realization, or at least the decision that, you know, he spent time in that celestial, like, heavenly library. So he's picked up a little bit. He's not necessarily like super smart or anything, but it's cool. It's nice to have like a solid reason in RP, and then to use it and enact it as a player to be like, okay, yeah, he's got a little bit more, he's a little more together and serene and stuff.
Well, and what's interesting to me is that it's not about like a change in capability in terms of Berg's like mental situation. It's a change in outlook. Like, you can you can choose how Berg sees the world rather than like, oh, suddenly Berg is super smart. Like, that's the lazy way.
That's the dumb.
Instead,
that's stupid.
Yeah. Instead, it's much better to be like, cool, well, Berg sees things differently now and has this like other kind of angle on stuff.
I really
enjoyed talking to Kalimat too about the whole mod thing when he was so upset about it.
Yeah.
I was like, this is good.
That's when I picked up on the subtleties that you were doing with Berg for sure.
Yeah. And I knew like I wasn't going to, I would never live it down if we just ended on like that super like somber, like acting schmacting kind of a moment. And that's why I was like, I better throw in a little joke here.
Yeah. No, it was good to break the tension for sure. Yeah. Dan, I think Ramus got a little bit of life back in him. I think, maybe you tell me if I'm wrong, but as soon as Nameless kind of told him, you know, your soul issue might be fixed potentially if you go do this for us, because heaven might reward you. You got a little step for sure, or a little, I guess, a little heavier step on Ramus. Is that how you were trying to portray that, or is that just happenstance?
It was more of that my mission is coming to an end, and finally get to the end of whatever this trip path leads to, whether it's death, whether it's forgiveness, whether it's rewinding time to like go back and like have my soul back again, or what, I don't know, but we'll see when we get there.
Yeah.
It's like, it's been an agonizing end of this journey and we're trying to push forward. It's like when you're like, you're really tired, but you get like a second wind, like at the, like at 4 AM when you're working on a project and like you're rushing to get it done.
You're like, wait a second, we could actually finish this. Sure. Oh damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the other stuff that kind of happened. Did you enjoy?
There was a lot that happened, but
do what?
There was a lot that happened in this. It was a lot of like just kind of variety of everything. Some good, just kind of, you know, more emotional RP moments, and then also fighting and like reveals and stuff.
Right.
Especially for Berg, like putting together like what's happened. This is the first that I'm hearing a lot of like the details of just the goings on when I wasn't on the show. So that's been fun for me to be like, oh, you know, and in character kind of realize it as well.
Yeah. Trying to think back, like I just can't get past the fight right now. That's where my mind's at. What else happened in the beginning?
We talk about what happened.
Why is Wiz and Hassan? We saw an older version.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was true. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't really talk about it too, but I think at least Yoji definitely like, I think he perceived, at least I perceived it, to be like a shit ton of time has passed since we went into the Devil's Vault and since we've come out. Or I don't know if that was the case with Hassan like looking like he was aged multiple years, or if
and or just whatever has happened has just, you know, sucked the whatever energy from him, so now like time and age has caught up with him.
Right.
You know, he's gone into raisin mode.
That's true. Yeah, I guess it could be either or. Well,
it's the thing that was keeping him immortal is the same thing that was keeping the immortals going. That their brother, their sibling was like put away in the vault, and so removing him from the vault may be what is causing the accelerated decrepitude that you see before you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
could be either or. What else? It was definitely a lot of fun to finally kind of tell Berg, although I don't know if Berg ever like knew that Yoji was trying to kill him, but I think he was definitely
Really, that's why you didn't get like such a, you know, such a like
that's
why
I wanted to get that out there, but I didn't want to spend a shit ton of time on it because we were kind of
moment.
That's why I almost debated like having the conversation when I was sitting on top of the house, but then I was like, nope, I'll just do like a quick here's everything that happened up until now and why kind of this occurred, and we'll just see where Max goes with that. And I think just the psalm, like, oh, okay, all right, and then we moved along. Yeah. It was cool. I was definitely.
Well, it also kind of tied in with you know, like Berg was saying, like, I don't exactly know why I'm back here, why they brought me back, but I'm here, and it has to be for some reason. So I'll figure it out, you know, and that's okay. And then when you did that, it tied in with that narrative of just like, okay, so this is why I'm here, because this is a problem and heaven wants this dealt with, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In addition to all the other things that are happening.
Yeah. And I think that'll have, like, once we finish up the fight and kind of close out the arc, I think there will be a conversation that happens with the rest of the party kind of on all that stuff. I'm kind of curious now that we're pretty close to wrapping up the arc, one, how it's going to obviously all end, but two, if we're going to do the whole, like, the party splits for a set amount of time, or we get out of here and we're just, like, right outside the city, or we're in another place, like, I'm curious how that's all going to go down. And that might be something where it's either the next episode happens and we talk as a group, or Adam has a plan in terms of where to take it after that.
I mean, yeah, we've got this whole wide world to explore, and we can either be like, what is the next thing these characters do? And we could follow them, or we could be like, okay, well, let's do like something different. Let's play different characters, someone can stay the same character, like we did with Berg, right? We rotate around one character, or you know, like we have so many options.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to do kind of whatever feels like the next cool thing after this arc.
Yeah,
it's freedom.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think what we can kind of do is this will be a shorter post show. Then once we finish up the arc, we'll definitely do a longer one to make up for it.
Yeah, we can do a longer one. I like that.
Yeah. Just because I think we'll have more to talk about when everything's kind of final. I think mentally we're all still kind of in that fight and working on making it out of that alive, for sure.
And this is the thing. This is the thing about, like, the goals, right? Like, when you kept that goal, Zeke, when you're like, you know, let's take on the, I want to take on the prisoner. I want to kill the prisoner. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah. Yes, let's do that. Let's have you fight this guy. Like, he comes to you. So here we go. So I'm really excited to see how that plays out.
Yeah, I am excited, but, like, seriously, I'm scared. I'm just like,
the beginning of the next episode, I'm just gonna be like, he picks you up and he throws you into the sphere. You're dead. just hucks you. And you're done. That's it. It's game over.
So
it's like that gif of the Lion King where fucking he picks up the Simba and then he throws him off the cliff. That's you, but into the sphere.
Looking at the turn order, the Ferang armor went, right? Because he did the claw.
He just finished his turn, yeah.
So Kali starts off.
Kali Mount will be first, yep.
Yeah, yeah. So Kali, you start next. Get the fuck off of that side and come back over towards the group. You got to run opposite him anyway, so.
Oh, yeah. No. It's full-on disengage time.
Yeah, good. I started to say, if you go down over there, there's literally, like, I guess Ramus could bonus word or healing word with bonus action, but we have no other ranged heals.
I don't think heals will work here.
That too. That's true. Yeah.
We're in the presence of death.
Yeah.
I was honestly thinking, like, you know what? Never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah,
I'm not
even going
to say it and let Adam
cook up just something. Give me some more shit to work with.
Yeah.
Oh, you bet. I will. Don't you worry, Adam. I'll have enough, I'm sure. I was joking when I said I'm not going to try anything dumb again, because I will. Dude, I can't help myself.
Keep trying dumb things. Just keep doing it. Do all the dumb things.
Yeah. It's definitely fun when it works out. Or when it doesn't. It. We got a mummy to deal with. Yeah. I kind of enjoy that. Even though it might kill Ramus. We'll see.
Also, side note, I'm noticing a disturbing trend. We're slowly losing people, Dan, that are using these headphones. And I don't like it. And I don't approve of it.
What do you mean?
The headphones.
No, I'm switching back. I use these for a little while just to test them out. I'm switching back to my other ones. I miss them. I miss their
all right, never mind. Machiness. Come so on back good. Home. Yeah. It's okay.
It'll be okay.
It'll still be in a 3-1-1. It'll be fine.
So cozy.
It'll be good. Yeah. All right. That'll do it for this post show. Thanks, everyone, for watching. We'll see you for the next episode, which potentially could be the final episode of this arc. So look forward to that stuff.
I think it will be.
It'll be good. We'll see you then, though. We're out. Have a good time. Night, morning, everybody. Whatever. I don't know why I said time.
Have a good time.
I'm just going to start saying
no complaints.
That.
No complaints time. Here.
No complaints.
Have a good time.
Have a good time.
Peace. No complaints.
I have a beautiful time.
I can't find my mouse. Get me out of this hell.